Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Monday, September 19th, 2022. And tonight I will be covering paranormal news. As always, you can find all the episodes along with links to social media, ways to donate, this is my check of what I'm doing here, and ways to contact me at the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SalSido paranormal.podbean.com. Happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions, or if you have stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you on the show to talk about them with me. And we can work out the scheduling once you contact me. So that's basically all I have for that. And I already went over the plans for the week yesterday. There is a chance either Friday or Saturday I might do an extra news show because I have a buildup of suggestions for articles again. So we will see. I will go through them and then if there's enough for an extra show, then I will do that at some point this weekend. So I believe that's everything. Of course, really looking forward to Wednesday to have Derek on the show with me to talk about contact with aliens, whatever they may be. And I might as well just go over that most recent update on that now. I went outside last night just to see if I would see anything weird out there, like I had a couple times within the last couple months. And saw the blue light again out there in the sky. Same position it had been the first time. And really bright. It even changed color for a little bit. Changed from the blue to the orange-yellow kind of regular star color. And then went back to blue. And then it started to fade a little bit to get dimmer. Never really left completely, but it started to fade. And I had that same sense of being of a presence, of being near a presence of some kind. And so really amazing that that's the third time now I've had an experience with whatever that is. So, and we will talk about that more on Wednesday. I just figured I might as well get that done now because if I go over all those experiences on Wednesday's show, that could take up a good 10 minutes or so on its own. I kind of want to get to the topic of discussion. I'll still probably reference those experiences, but just so that they're on the podcast feed here and the YouTube feed here, so y'all can go back to them. And of course, you can find me on Discord anytime and send me a direct message and happy to talk about those experiences with others. So I think that covers all of that. So now I will get to these articles here that I put in the stream chat. And of course, I will include them in the episode description on the podcast and YouTube feed. And I'm only going to cover two places from each of these articles. This is another edition of the Haunted Places episode tonight because I found five articles on this topic. So probably has a lot to do with it getting towards Halloween. And I'm okay with that. So, yeah, I'll get to the articles. Hello to everyone there in the listening in the stream. I see you there. Thank you for joining us. And as always, thank you all for listening, whoever listens after, as well, on the YouTube and podcast feeds. So, let me go to this first article here. And we will see what looks good to cover. This is from a website called ChooseChicago.com. And the title is 11 of Chicago's Most Haunted Places. And I'm not seeing the authors referenced here in the beginning. Of course, I'm using the different reading mode that takes out all the ads and everything, so that could have something to do with it. But I will, as I said, I've included the links in the chat, and we'll include them in the episode description, so you can check out these articles. I'm only going to cover two places from each article, because there's five of them here. And so that's way too much to try to cover in the show. Even one of these articles might be too much. So, but I like that these are all from different locations, and that's why I'm covering them in this way. So, and this article, just looking at it here, let's see, invert the colors. There we go. There are pictures, and so I definitely recommend checking out these articles. And again, I'm only covering two places from each one, so there's going to be a lot that I leave behind that I will not get to read. So, and I'm going to, for this episode, I'm going to focus on places that I do not know about, because I've looked into a lot of this, and there are a lot of places I have heard about. So I figure there's a good chance if I haven't heard about a place, then maybe you haven't heard about a place, because I've looked into a lot of these places. So. So this hotel is, I'm sorry, not hotel. This place, that the first place they're talking about here is the Nederlander Theater. But in 1903, it was called the Iroquois Theater. And of course, what has happened in the past before, due to construction and just not a lot of knowledge on how things can happen, there was a fire there. And of course the there was a tragedy there that happened where several people that were in the theater passed away because of this fire. So because of this, there is a part of the theater known as, behind the theater, really, known as Death Alley, which is because this name came about because of all these reports of paranormal activity, including faint cries, apparitions, and feeling of being touched or even pushed by invisible forces. And again, I don't think it's a negative thing that's doing the pushing. I wonder if it's some kind of residual energies of people trying to get out of the area, or even conscious ones, who knows. So we see this in a lot of places that have these tragedies that happen. Oh, also the alley behind the theater. So not only is this place have this name because of the hauntings, apparently it was also used after the event as a temporary morgue. So that's the location I had not heard about before. But I've heard of theaters where tragedies have happened, and that seems to be a common thing when something like that happens to a place, a theater or a hall, and multiple people pass away there because of the events. It seems to lead to activity after. So, let me see here. The next place they talk about here that I haven't heard of is the, Couch Mausoleum. I'm not sure if that's the right way to say that name. I'm guessing it's a name. And Lincoln Park. And, so in this article mentions this park that served as a massive city cemetery throughout the 1800s, the mid-1800s. And during the Great Fire in Chicago, all the wooden grave markers, of course, were destroyed, except for this one mausoleum because it was made of limestone that still exists in the center of this park. Says that in 1998, workers digging on the site found the remains of several people, including one perfectly preserved body that was sealed in a 19th century iron coffin. So let's see here. It doesn't talk about how the activity there, but I'm guessing maybe they're just talking about it, the site being having weird feelings. I don't know. So I guess I'll go over one more here just so we get one more report of paranormal activity. Let's see here. Just checking on more of this. Let's see here. So the next place, I think I've heard this. I'm not sure, so I'm going to look into it. It's the Congress Plaza Hotel. And apparently this has been named the most haunted place in Illinois by Travel and Leisure. And this place, it says, the history of this place begins with the 1893 World's Fair. The hotel was built to help with house all the visitors that came to the area during the fair. And of course, once that started, rumors began, and concerning the mob, Al Capone and the mob. Of course, that's just, it says they're rumors. But apparently in this south tower of this hotel, it says that you might run into the spirit of a man who was murdered behind the hotel. And so apparently it's an apparition. The north tower, it says, has legends of seeing an apparition of a playful young boy on the 12th floor. So let's see here. Looking at more of the activity here. It says that the one of the rooms that's said to be most haunted there is room 441. It says visitors have often reported seeing the silhouette of a woman, as well as objects in the room moving, lights turning on and off at random. And the says that the room is even supposed to be the inspiration for Stephen King's horror story 1408 about a haunted hotel room. And I always wonder about that, because there are other places that have been said to have been possible inspirations for some of King's work. And of course, I think the most well-known one of those would be the Stanley Hotel, so over in Colorado. But so yeah, there's a lot more in this article here, and definitely recommend checking it out for more haunted places or places that are said to be haunted. So let's see here. I'm not sure if I have gone through this article or not before. It has a similar title to one I've gone through before, so I'm not sure. But we'll see what happens with it. I'll just go through and just find what doesn't look familiar and go with that, I think. That'll be the best way to do it. So let's see here. This article says, "Don't go alone." See, that's the part of the title I recognize. "Don't go alone, 10 creepy places to visit in New York." So it has some places I've heard of here, including the Morris Jamel Mansion, now there's one here I haven't heard of. It's called the Octagon on Roosevelt Island. And it says that this place was functioned as a mental asylum from 1841 to 1894. And let me see here. So, and of course, there was problems with it that eventually led to it, I'm guessing, being closed down thanks to a bit of reporting on the place. And now, of course, as I've seen with other locations, it says, the article says that it serves as a luxury rental. It's also apparently the inspiration, and I don't know how, I have to look into this more, but it says it's the inspiration for Arkham Asylum of Batman comics and movies. And so that's really odd. But apparently many spirits are said to be there still from the asylum. Doesn't go into detail about that, but you can imagine probably sightings, voices seem to be common in these kinds of places. So probably feelings, I would guess. And let's see here. Looking at the next place it mentions is called the Dakota. It's an apartment building in New York City. And it says residents have always reported the sounds of, I'm sorry, not the sounds of, they reported running into the spirit of a playful little girl in the hallway. And even John Lennon from the Beatles, of course, claimed that the building was home to a crying lady ghost. Oh, wow. Okay. So apparently this is the location or the place where Lennon was murdered. It's the building is prominent in other, other movies and things. So mentions that, let's see here. This was the location for Roman Polanski's film Rosemary's Baby, which I know is a horror movie. I don't know a lot about it, but it says that his spirit is said to be one of those that haunts the place. I don't know if they're referring, and I don't even know this director, but if they're referring to that director or to Lennon. So but I think I'll leave that article, the rest of the article, for you all to read on your own and move on to the next one. Go from there. So let's see here. Just let me check on everything here in the chat. Everything looks good. Okay. So this next article is from oceandrive.com. And this one says, 7 haunted places in Miami to visit if you are looking for a fright. Now, again, I think I just recently did something from this website or a similar website. Talked about places in Florida, but this is just dealing with Miami in Florida. So let me see here. Yeah, I think I've done this. I think I may have done this article before, but I'm not sure. So, let me see here. I will just go to the places that I don't remember doing in this show before. Yeah, see, there's one location I do remember talking about. So we'll just skip that one. One place they talk about that I feel like I may have heard about, but I'm not sure because it's a common name, is the Biltmore Hotel. It says it was built in 1926. By George Merrick, and of course this is a luxury hotel. And it also had apparently some history with gangsters, mob, and so including one that after he was killed due to a gambling dispute, he is seen still. This, let me see here. What's his name? I lost it. Okay, Thomas Walsh is apparently the name of the gangster that said to be seen there. Says that sounds of clinking glasses and shaking bottles have been heard. So, and then of course reports have come in that are about the lingering scent of cigars throughout the hotel. So let's see here. Let's find one other place. Here's one I hadn't heard of. This is a this is called the Deering Estate, Deering. It says the house was once the 1920s estate of Charles Deering, who mysteriously passed there in 1925. And the place was also, it says, built on tribal burial grounds. Of course, these articles, I always wonder how much they're based on anything real. See, that's a common Hollywood trope, and yet also we know that there are burial grounds throughout the country, really. So, so apparently, at one point, a paranormal investigator that went there recorded, and I don't know how this would be amazing to hear, but 60 ghost voices from the mansion in 2009. That's not even that long ago. That's a lot of different voices. I wonder how they could tell that there were that many different voices. One of the voices there that guests say they have or they've heard is that of a woman pleading to for basically for help saving her child. But let's see here. So that's that location. And I think I'll move on with this from this article and go on to the next one. Again, all these articles have many locations in them. So definitely look at them and check out the images and all that and get all the rest of the stories for yourselves. So let's see here. Let me get the next article. And this one is from WCRZ.com. And it says, the title is Love a Good Scare. Check out these top haunted places in Michigan, which is where I live, actually. So we'll see, I'll go through here and see what this article says. Now, it does mention, first off, Mackinac Island, which is a really popular tourist location, vacation spot. And, but one thing it mentions in this article here is that many, locations on the island are said to be haunted, from the Grand Hotel to the Perry Hotel. People seeing images and figures there. And let me see here. So yeah, it says it's known as one of the top paranormal hotspots in the state. And I have heard that. So that's not just from this article. Looking for places I haven't heard of before. Scrolling through, I may have to just go through one or two that I have heard of. Because so far, this is hitting all the places that I know of already. So, but I mean, again, that's probably because I'm from Michigan. So, let's see here. Just scrolling down a little ways. Sorry about that. Okay. Does look like everything is that's there is stuff I've heard of before. So, we'll just go for the next one here, which is the, let's see here, the Detroit Masonic Temple, actually. Let's see here. I just got to find it again. I think I have to scroll up. Sorry about that. Okay. So this is obviously in Detroit. And it's funny, this place has come up in conversations before with friends over on over in the voice chat and the Troubled Minds show server, Discord server. So that's kind of why I'm also just talking about this a little bit. But this says that there are doors that are said to open and close on their own. Even roof doors having been said to swing open just moments after being locked by the night watchman. There's also the spirit there of someone named George D. Mason, who was the wealthy man who had the place built. So, and it goes into more detail about that. Let me see here. And yeah, that's all it talks about there. But just opening doors, I always wonder about that. Is that because people are coming through? Or is it to get attention? Or both? Or neither? I do feel like in some cases that can be because of changes in pressure and all that, air and all that, airflow. But I also think that sometimes it can happen and there may not be a logical explanation for it. So, neat article. Goes into some other places I've heard of before, and but if you're not from Michigan, you may not have, and so definitely check that one out as well. So, I have one more article here to go through. And let's see here. This one is from khmoradio.com. And the title is 8 of the Most Haunted Hotels in Missouri to Stay, if you dare, it says, of course. And so let's see here. Looking into this. Now, this is good because I haven't heard of, I don't think I've heard of a lot of these. So let's see here. It says, let me check on this here. It's not letting me scroll down. This is weird. It's in that reader mode that I like, but it's not even really scrolling down. Actually, it looks like that's odd. Okay. So it something's wrong with this article. Huh. Let me go back to that, to the version that is not in the reader form and go from there. Maybe that reader is not won't work for this article. So yeah, it's still not really working. Well, there you go. There's something weird. This article does not seem to be working. Or at least it has the same title in it over and over again. So it's hard to really do a lot with this article. So I apologize for that. I was not expecting that. But there you go. A little bit of weirdness at the end of the show. Also, that's funny. I just remembered something I forgot to talk about concerning personal experiences. And my cat reminded me of it. Logan reminded me of it just now by jumping onto the table. So yesterday afternoon, before I had my sighting of the blue orb in the sky, I was sitting here in my chair listening to a podcast just on multiple subjects. It wasn't really on one certain thing, just on anything kind of weird or paranormal. And I had my blindfold on. I can't remember if I talked about this yesterday or not. I may have talked about this yesterday. Well, you'll get it again. Sorry. Or you're welcome. However you want to look at that. And so I was sitting here and I was just listening and I had my blindfold on. And I started to hear what I thought was Logan walking around on the table behind the TV. But it was weird because I never heard her, the sound that she makes when she jumps on or off of the table. So that was kind of what got my attention. And so eventually after the noises stopped, I sat forward and I took off my blindfold and looked behind the TV and there was no cat that I could see. And right at that moment, Logan started pawing at her litter box, which is a clear across the apartment. So I don't really know what that was. If that was the ghost cat stopping by or what was going on there. But it's really odd that I had two experiences with the paranormal last night. are basically, not necessarily technically, but within 12 hours of each other. So, because the UFO sighting was like at around 1 this morning. But that'll basically do it for today. Thank you all for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow night with True Paranormal Stories from the Web on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.